Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And you are tuned, I believe, to good ministry when you hear the program today. My special guest is Pastor Richard Green from God's Ark of Safety Ministry. I don't know of anyone personally who's been to more nations of the world, gone into when it was communist Russia, the Soviet Union, has gone and smuggled Bibles into communist China, and he does it because he believes that Jesus is coming soon and God loves you. He loves you, and he wants you to, when that trumpet sounds, to meet him in the air so you won't have to go through the terrible things that are yet to come upon the earth. This man of God is going to join us, and I trust you will be blessed.
Downtown there's a flyer at the shopping mall. A picture of a daughter hangs in view. Somehow she went missing about a year ago. Maybe someone somewhere has good news. Reminded of a picture of your saving love. No one's ever lost when they're with you. There's no missing people up in heaven. There's no leaving loved ones like before. Missing me, 'cause there's no missing people up in heaven. Maybe you've been grieving for a loved one, and if you could be granted just one wish, missing me, 'cause there's no missing people.
Mommy, you won't be missing me anymore.
I won't be missing you, and you won't be missing me in heaven.
Honey, in heaven, you won't miss me ever again.
Dad, I won't be missing
you. There's no missing people up in heaven. No leaving loved ones like before. Everyone is finally home forever.
Oh, and death can't separate us anymore.
I won't be
missing you. You won't be missing me. 'Cause there's no missing people up in heaven. There's no missing people.
My special guest today here on Connected is Pastor Richard Green, God's Ark of Safety Ministries, Frostburg, Maryland. And it's been many years that we have been friends, Pastor Green.
It seems like ages. Somewhere's around 30 years, though.
Plus, 30 plus. And not only that, but you have traveled, as I mentioned before, you've traveled the world over, many, many countries.
Yes.
Where, if God told you to go, you just went.
I just started praying, Sharon, and I'd say, where and how am I going to get there? I've never used the ARC money to travel. God just provided. You know, when he spoke, one of the first places I went into was Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa, communist country. One of my first foreign countries that I went into was a communist. I've been into several since that day, but it was so amazing. There come a knock at our parsonage door one day, and here stood a couple, young couple, and introduced themselves that they would like to be missionaries to Africa someday, and that was their goal. And they had no church. They just moved into the area, and they'd heard about the Ark, and so they knocked at our door. And anyway, in our visitation, God spoke into my heart to support them. And so I started praying for them, Lottie and I, and we started monthly supporting them. And I think we did for 30-some-odd years until they had to retire. But he kept inviting me. He eventually got to Africa, okay? And it was 8 years later that God spoke into my heart to go to Africa. And so I had told my travel agent, Art, you know, several years before going to Africa, I said, Art, God spoke into my heart to go to Africa someday. And I just want you to know so you can make my way when God provides. So it was about 2 or 3 years later, the travel agent called me. He said, Brother Dick, did you say you wanted to go to Africa? And I said, sure did. And he said, well, I was just talking to my agent in Washington, D.C. with Swiss Airlines, and they're inaugurating a new air flight into Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa, and they wanted to take a guest on this inaugural flight. And Art said, so if you want to go to Africa, I got you a ticket to Harare, Zimbabwe. And I said, Art, I said, that's the only town in the whole continent of Africa that I know somebody. And lo and behold, in that town of Harare, Zimbabwe, was that couple that knocked at our door 8 years prior.
Wow.
That's God.
Yeah,
that's
God. God.
So we flew into Harare, or I did. Lottie had to stay behind because we were having our annual banquet. Boy, that was a tough one. I had to pray, Lord, that's our annual banquet time. And so I said, no, it's more important to go to get the loss, and Lottie can handle the banquet. And so that's the way it worked. And they said they had the best banquet they ever had, and I wasn't even there, you know.
That's said, because God ordered you somewhere else, and he took care of home.
Exactly. And so I shared in tents, huge tents. There was probably around 10,000 people in those tents. And I just wept and wept as I was standing on the platform preparing to speak, because I'd never spoke to 10,000 people. It's a lot of times 10.
You know?
But anyway, we saw many, many come to Christ. And from that time on, I've shared in many communist countries.
My. Yeah. God is faithful. You've seen many. I'm sure you've lost track of how many souls have come into the kingdom.
Yes.
But you will preach whether it's the masses or one-on-one. You'll tell people about Jesus.
Yes.
Why is this such a passion of yours?
It seems like since I was a young person and I began to hear about Jesus, and I had a precious man that had eight young snotty-nosed boys around 8 years old, you know. And he was teaching us about Jesus, and that zeal was in my heart. And then after my dad was killed in a farm accident, it seemed like that zeal got bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And this man, Sunday school teacher there, and that showed me how important they are.
Yes.
Because he helped implant in me that zeal.
Yes.
Because he was an evangelist style type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted us little boys to be that way. And God, you know, used that to speak to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 16, I finally received Jesus into my life. And I met Lottie and all that began to happen. And then God called us after we got married. God called us into full-time service. And so that's... Then the vision of the ark came,
mm-hmm.
and then he started saying, take the message to the world. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to do that. I never left Pontiac, Michigan, other than coming to Frostburg.
Uh-huh.
And it's been beautiful, Sharon, to travel. I think it's 32 countries, mm-hmm. and some of them many times, you know, just mm-hmm. like Zimbabwe, where Charles Niani is. That's a man who sat beside me when Billy Graham
mm-hmm.
invited me to his itinerant evangelist conference
in
Amsterdam, Holland
mm-hmm.
in 1986, I believe it was. And I thought, how did Billy Graham get my name? Well, and so I wrote him a nice letter and thanked him. I said, but you won't have to pay my way or for my housing because God has already told me to go to China and smuggle Bibles
uh-huh.
into China. So he'll provide for me. And you can use that to bring somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking now it's probably Charles that got my money, you know, for travel.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, Charles sat beside me there in Amsterdam, and we got to talk and introduce ourselves to each other. And then he asked me, what is God doing in your life? I asked him, which story do you want, the short or the long one? You know? He said, I'll always give the long one. Whatever. I just know, Sharon, I have so much to tell. And that's what God is telling us to do. Go and tell. And disciple them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been leading people to Christ for many, many years, and Lottie's been discipling as many as she can get a hold of.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Pastor Green, I shared with our congregation, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody in the local church would win somebody to the Lord in their area, your church would double overnight.
Overnight?
If every Christian would just win one soul.
One.
Just one. Not
just one.
The masses, but one soul.
Right.
The kingdom of God would double.
Oh, yes.
It's that simple.
Yes.
But people are intimidated to talk about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They're afraid that they're going to be looked at the wrong way. And I want to ask a question, do we fear God or do we fear man?
Exactly. But you know what God spoke into my heart about that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, gave me the scripture, count it all joy
uh-huh.
when they persecute you or ridicule you for righteousness' sake.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about that. Well, golly whiskers, I'm going to get a blessing out of leading people to Christ.
Yes.
Not only keeping them from going into hell,
mm-hmm.
but I'm somewhere along the line, God's going to bless me.
That's right.
My family. Whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, it's a joy, it's an honor, and it's a job that God has requested of us.
Yes.
Be a doer of the word. So if you're not leading people to Christ, you better be doing something like that Sunday school teacher was, teaching me mm-hmm. and the other guys and training us and preparing us for the work of the Lord. Because you never know, Sunday school teacher, what little tyke or little lady that you're going to have
that's
going to be leading a radio station that's touching the world.
Yes,
you know, or some knucklehead that's God saying, build an ark.
Yeah.
And it's hard because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long. And I remember one time we were just 4 years into it, Sharon, and building this ark. And I thought it'd be done by then.
Mm-hmm.
When a vision was coming, well, probably 3 or 4 years, and then it'll be done. And that fourth year, some woman called me on the phone, and when she realized it was me, she hollered. She said, if that ark was of God, preacher, it had been done by now. Bow! And she slammed that at my
it's
ear.
It's amazing how people know so much about the things of God.
And
or I think they do.
I cried all day, Sharon. I cried all day. But that night.
Mm.
That was the first time I asked God, why are you taking so long? And we were only 4 years into it.
Uh-huh.
I'm laying there in bed beside Lottie, just reading the Bible and tears rolling because of what I'd heard that day. You know,
mm-hmm.
call me crazy and all that. But anyway, I was in 1 Peter chapter 3, and I got down to verse 20. At that moment in time, I thought I'd read everything in the Bible about Noah or the ark.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But somehow in some way, I missed this one verse. And I'm laying there reading my Bible, and it says, in Noah's day. Well, you know, my ears perked up right now. I sit up in the bed, and I looked at that verse again, and I said, yes.
Yes.
Why he's taken so long to build his ark? Because it said this. God answered my question of that day mm-hmm. in his Bible. Folks, I'm telling you, get in your word and God will
Amen.
Answer your question or
Amen.
Your need.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says, in Noah's day, God was patient
That's right.
and long-suffering, waiting for the people to enter the ark.
Yeah.
And then I heard that voice say, yes, Richard, and I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And it will be just like in the days of Noah before I return.
That's right.
And there it was. He is patient and long-suffering today, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I were God, we'd have wiped this earth out a long time ago. But
oh
not
my.
God.
Yeah.
He's still patient.
He's
waiting for that last name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And he's waiting for you. We'll be right back to pray.
She makes me crazy, she makes me smile. Gonna let her have my heart for a while. She's got me dreaming about what could be. Something in her touch brings out the best of me. Could it be love? Too soon to say. Maybe just friends, I don't know. Either way, I want this to be a sacred moment in her life. Guard her heart and treat her right. There may come a day when she's someone else's wife. If she's not mine to have and hold, may this time we share be known as a sacred moment. She keeps me praying, lead me, Lord. Don't want to say and do things I'll be sorry for. God, show the way to live out your love. Strengthen her faith. Man, she can trust. I want this to be a sacred moment in her life. Guard her heart and treat her right. There may come a day when she's someone else's wife. If she's not mine to have and hold, may this time we share be known as a sacred moment. Till the true love of my life takes my name, whoever's hand I get to hold, my prayer will be the same. A sacred moment in her life. Guard her heart and treat her right. There may come a day when she's someone else's wife. If she's not mine to have and hold, may this time we share be known as a sacred moment. A sacred
I'm better now.
Brother Green, there are people right now that yes. need to receive the Lord as yes. their Savior.
Yes.
And many are playing with the things of God.
Absolutely.
You can go to church and not be saved.
Exactly.
A lot of people
it's happening.
A lot of people have this ideal, if I just go to church, mm-hmm. that's all I need to do.
No.
Oh, my God. Some people even feel, I'm a good person, so
yeah.
I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
Or they went to a funeral where they knew somebody mm-hmm. lived like the devil,
yeah.
and the preacher preached them into heaven.
Yeah.
Well, it's not what man says that God says. It's what God says in his
exactly.
word. And we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God.
God.
We all need a Savior. We all have to yes. come to the cross
yes.
and receive him. Would you lead people to the Lord right now, Brother?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just bow your head and your heart right now. And it's in your heart that's where the Holy Spirit's going to go, not your head.
Mm-hmm.
He just goes all through you. So you, if you'll pray this prayer, he says, if you seek, you'll find. If you'll mm-hmm. knock, it'll be open unto you. Those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray.
Yes.
Father God, just pray with me right now. Just pray.
Mm-hmm.
Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
I come. As wretched as I am.
As wretched as I am. I receive Jesus Christ.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
And I pray this prayer.
And I pray this prayer.
With all sincerity, Father.
With all sincerity, Father.
I receive Jesus. I'm going to serve him.
I will serve him.
This day and forever. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
And give thanks for the answer of this prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Green, thank you for being with us today.
Ooh, it's been a joy.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.